myself. One day I'll get these intros just right. Hey, good afternoon, everybody. How you doing? It's Robert here with Bike Sport Radio on a Monday, February 1st, 2016. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend and everybody got their rides in before El Nino decided to make its presence. I know I did. I'm hurting, too, today. But hey, no, actually not hurting as bad as I usually do. Got me some new toys to help with the recovery, and we're definitely going to talk about those today. So, man, what's hitting the interwebs today, huh? Everybody, anybody who's in the know, and it's all over social media, and God, it's amazing. I cut in on some of the DJ Bennett Chill Room, and if you get a chance to tune into that Friday nights, by all means, you should. DJ Bennett does some really awesome stuff with his show. A lot of nice, good music, and it's a chill room, you know. So, by all means, definitely there for you to chill. So, yeah, we had a couple events this weekend. A lot of events going on these days. Promoters are really fighting for entries. And one of the things that it's kind of tough. I mean, it's really, we are competing for the almighty dollar out there, anybody who's putting on an event. And it's really, really hard to not kill yourself. And you know, I think every promoter ideally really wants to put a good show on for their riders, but you know, just it's tough, man. It's really expensive now. The cities are not making it easy to promote events, and it's just getting really, really, really tough. So, to everybody who's diving into that realm of event promotion, I wish you guys all the best. Remember when you were a rider, racer, and what you wanted out of it, and you know, just concentrate on the race. Don't concentrate on the, you know, concentrate on the quality before the quantity. So anyways, you know, it's always been my thing, is quality over quantity. So anyway, so that's what's going on. Let me see here, trying to you know me, it's live radio, so I'm trying to coordinate my show here. Last minute, LA traffic sucked today. I just can flat out say it was horrible. I was late to work, and I was late to the radio show, and God knows what else I'm going to be late to. But hey, it's all cool now, because anything after 8 o'clock doesn't count anymore. Well, anything after 3:35. What time is it? 3:39. All right. I can't multitask today. We're all cool though. Alright guys, so I got a special for you. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but if you've been on our Bike Sport Radio Facebook page, you can take a look on there. It's a special little coupon we got going for one of the products I'm going to talk about today. Before we get into that though, let's go ahead and see what we've got for upcoming events, and we'll talk about some of the events that happened this over this weekend. We shall see what is going on in the calendar. But yeah, I want to get this out of the way before we jump into the next thing, because I think it's going to go off on a tangent for a while. All right, February 2016. What do we got in the road? We got Valley of the Sun Stage Race coming up in Phoenix. That is the 12th through the 14th, Valentine's weekend. Then we've got the UCLA Road Race on that same weekend out there in Pear Blossom. So should be a nice, if the weather holds like it is, it may be wet or maybe cold, so just be prepared. The 14th in Brea, we got the Roger Milliken Memorial Criterium. And the February 20th, we got the Rosanna Ranch Circuit Race out in Glen Helen. Then followed by the Chico Stage Race, the weekend of February 26th, 28th up in Chico. Wait, let me make sure that's right. Yeah, Chico. Looked like Chino, but it was a smudge in the computer. And then down in Campo, we got the Boulevard Road Race. That is the 27th. And then we've got the Dare to Race Grand Prix in Jurupa Valley. That is the 28th. Followed by, if you decide you want to go across the border, Guadalupe Valley Road Race down in Ensenada. It's a nice little area down in there. Roads could be a little rough unless they resurface them, but should be some good challenging racers down there. Let's look into March, shall we? Get everybody's calendar up to date on the March events. Vlies Huis Rond Road Race out in Bakersfield. I couldn't say that. Oh my God, I have no idea what that is. Looks like it's a road race, March 5th. Tour de Murrieta, the March 11th through the 13th. Looks like we got a time trial, GP circuit, and a GC. So three events. Should be a nice little race. The March 12th, we got the South Mountain Classic Circuit Race out in Phoenix. If you feel like heading out to the AZ. And the following weekend, the 18th through the 20th, we got the Tucson Bicycle Classic. So, fairly big event, stage race. This looks like a new one here. March 19th, Castaic Lake Road Race, Masters Champs out in Castaic. And then we've got the 20th, March 20th, this is Chuck Napontius Criterium out in Santa Clarita. And then the 26th, Majestic Cycling Crit in San Bernardino. And then the 27th, looks like Easter Sunday Grand Prix out in Jurupa Valley. That's a crit. Last three of those were crits. Castaic was a road race. Tucson was a stage race. South Mountain was a circuit. Tour was an Omnium. And the Vlies Huis Rond, like I said, slaughtering that thing. Sorry, guys. It's a road race. So anybody wants to correct me on how to pronounce that, I'll gladly take it. All right. And that was the road. Road, guys. The mountain, we've got, actually, this weekend, we got the Rock Cobbler down out in Bakersfield. Good times. Should be pretty painful. This weekend out in Southridge, February 6th to 7th, race number 3 of the winter series there. The 14th, Valentine's Day, why not head down to San Diego and do the quick and dirty winter warm up. And then the following weekend on the 20th is the Southridge Winter Series race 4 down in Fontana, out in Fontana. That's all February. And then in March, we've got the same thing, Southridge race number, what is that, 5? Maybe, yeah, race 5 would be March 5th and 6th, that weekend, XC, Super D, and Downhill. Then the big boys show up. Kenda Cup West, Vail Lake. First race of the Kenda Cup series. Looks like we're going to have an XC and an Enduro. And I thought there was also going to be an endurance event at this one, but they may have changed that. So I'll have to take a look on their schedule to confirm it. That would be March 5th and 6th. I'll make sure I'm not mixing up dates here. And then Kenda Cup West, Bonelli Park number 1 is 2 weeks after that on the 12th and 13th. So March, everything comes in like a lion, as they say. Let's make sure we get this all correct here. Looks like they did get rid of the endurance event there at the Kenda Cup West for Vail Lake. So you can check that out at ridebiker.com for more details on the exact events there. But I'm pretty sure I remember seeing an endurance event. But hey, that's just me. I'm one of those sick nuts. So, going through here. Anyway, so yeah, more information there. Ride Biker Alliance. Okay. Where was I before I saw something shiny and veered away there? Oh, yes, here we go. Some of the bigger events coming up. Besides the Kenda Cup West, we're looking at the Fontana City National, which is also part of the Kenda Cup series. Then we go back to Bonelli. This is in April. And then April 16th, Sea Otter Classic up in Monterey. If you've never been, you should at least try it once. start saving up your pennies. It gets expensive to go up there unless you camp. What else here? All right, the rest of that, let's see here. Can go up there. All righty. And for those who don't feel like competing, which is a lot of us, we just go out there and have some fun, right? Support some good causes. February is kind of dry, but we got the ARB Cycling Adventures, ARBCyclingAdventures.com. They put on a couple of different tours and whatnot for groups. So you take a look at them. Starting in March, we got the Malibu Grand Fondo out of Malibu. That's March 5th through... got a couple of different events going on there. That doesn't look quite right on their schedule here. But the Grand Fondos can be kind of fun and also be pretty challenging too. So you've got a deal. There it is. March 5th and 6th, 2016. Put on by Sirius Cycling. So it should be a good time. And then Solvang Century is coming up. You got the Century, the Metric, and the Half Century all coming up out of Solvang, 170 and 50 miles. You can get more information for that from Bike SC. Oh man, my eyes are getting horrible. OR, it looks like. Yes, BikeSCOR.com for more information and registration and stuff like that. But if you've done Solvang, you already know about it. Let's see there. That was the 12th. Then the following day, if you didn't have enough, the Senorita Century Rico Suave Challenge down in San Marcos. That actually sounds fun. I got a 45 and a 60 miler. And then March 19th and 20th, we got Reaching for the Cure Run and Ride out of Irvine Valley College. And you got a 15, 35, and 50-mile bike tour. So, a good cause. I like a lot of supporting the causes. And then in April, we have got the San Diego Tour de Cure. And... what else I got going on here? San Diego Tour de Cure. That's going to be the April 9th. And then the Campagnolo Gran Fondo, San Diego. that's going to be the 10th, following day. So might as well knock out two things at once. You're going to be down there for the weekend, right? Then the granddaddy of them all. I got to put this out there. April 24th. The infamous Belgium Waffle Ride. By far, probably one of the most brutal rides I think I've done. Yeah, the pros make it look easy. It's a tough 144 miles, 11,000 feet of climbing. Yeah, it's just a, you know, average day, right? So, take a look at that. And, you can find more info at events, hakuapp.com, the Belgium Waffle Ride, and Haku app. So right now, we've got 77 days left to register and 143 spots remaining, and that is not a lot. So that this event will sell out, and you got 4 days before the price increases. So if you are considering registering for it, you might want to jump on it. Just save me a spot, you guys. I'm still scraping up the money for it. Okay. By far, it was definitely a challenge. Fun ride, though. I mean, I had a good time with it, but man, it hurt. That's one of the first times I think I fell asleep on the way home. Luckily, I wasn't driving. Okay, and then April 30th, the Woman's Grand Fondo out of Calistoga. So that sounds like a fun time. Alrighty, so now, what shall we do next? Let's see, what do we got results for? Nothing right now. I know we had a race up in Santa Barbara. And I was waiting for those results. They're not posted up yet. So, Mike, if you're listening, get them to me so I can do a couple. If not, we'll save it for next week's show. But, yeah, he went ahead and held the event that nobody wanted to hold. Let's get tongue-tied today, shall we? Anyways, man, it's kind of dry out today. Super windy, if anyone hasn't been outside yet. What the heck? Man, my stuff's acting all weird today. Oh, well. It is what it is. So, I went out this weekend. We had the race up there in Santa Barbara, and apparently they had some decent off and on weather. They had hobbled hot and cold going. They had some rain. It dried up a couple times, so you know it was good. They were able to pull the race off. It's always, like I said, it's always tough as a promoter. I got many friends who are race promoters, and they just have a really hard time. You know, I mean, they're taking food off their table to give us racers, you know, a place to come out and do our thing, and it's, you know, it's really tough. So I definitely, my hat's off to all of them. There it is. All right, so come on, Facebook. All righty, so I don't want to have any dead air. Carlos Soto Memorial Criterium, that's what it was. So he threw that together in 3 weeks because I guess someone was going to let it go, and he was able to continue the history, and he was able to get the race off. So if you check out Mike Hecker, H-E-C-K-E-R, you can get some pictures there from the event and some video, so if you want to check it out. Looks like it's a pretty decent-sized field. So, Mike, if you're out there, like I said, give me some results for next week, and we'll get you on the air a bit. Okay? All right. So, for us crazy dirt fiends, a bunch of us went out and battled the 6 and 12 hours of Temecula. And, God, it was just beautiful weather up until the third lap. It's about when the nasty headwind started. Kind of wasn't a surprise for me because I'd been listening to the weather the night before, and they said we were going to start getting some high winds with that storm, the little El Nino that came through here, our little storm. And sure enough, right about the third lap, every time we were climbing a hill, it wasn't only a hill, we were also going into a headwind. So it was... I went from having, at least I got 3 solid laps in before that wind started, and boy, did it just kick my butt down. Tough course, too. Jason Ronea, I'm going to slaughter his name, I always do. But he really did us in. He made us a course that I just was in awe. I was like, come on, Jason, seriously? You hurt us. So, yeah, it was just not fun. It was really, really, we seemed to be just climbing, and climbed some more, and then descended. And then climbed a little more, and more, and more, and more. It was tough. It really tested us. But you know, something that really dawned on to me is the amount of riders who have taken up this endurance sport and are really just pushing the levels now. this is not a slacker sport anymore. This is not just people who are just like, yeah, let's go out and ride for 6 hours or 12 hours and let's just survive and have a good time. It's gotten really serious. People are no joke there now. I mean, the pace was tough. I don't know how these guys and girls were pushing these lap times. Little over 9 hours. Hold on, we got to let our boys in blue go through. I'm not sure if it's picking up or not. But that was a combination of LAPD and fire. I can hear them. Anyways, the pace was ridiculous. I got a crappy start. That was my fault. That was totally my fault. I should have gotten the staging early. I just figured, there shouldn't be that many people. And I got buried towards the back, so I suffered trying to get anywhere near the front, and it just set me back automatically. Now it's important. Now it seems it's important. Before, you could just stroll on up 5 minutes before. Now you got to get there early, and pretty much you got to sit there and wait. So it looks like we're in L.A. It looks like we got some excitement going on. Looks like we're got some excitement going on. Anyways, it's not here, so I'm not worried about it. But yeah, it just, it was pretty bad. I mean, watching the start of the race, there was a video. Someone was videoing the first drop into the single track. And, you know, I just started watching it thinking, oh, check it out. You know, look at all the people going by, looking by. And then finally I thought, wait, I think I see me. So I actually slowed it down and watched it, and I found myself. Off the start of the race, I was already a minute and 14 seconds behind the lead riders. And in that minute, I would easily say there was probably anywhere between 100 and, you know, maybe let's say 75 to 100 riders. Which meant bottleneck, because some of those people weren't going to hang. And I think maybe it's time we start seeding riders because, you know, like I said, my fault. I got a cruddy start. I'll admit it. I take responsibility. I should have got there earlier and pushed my way forward or been more aggressive. But I'm about to ride for 6 hours. I'm not going to go and kill myself in the first, like, quarter mile. But with the way this course was laid out into the first drop single track, into the first corner, it was a bottleneck. Just solid jam bottleneck where we literally came to track stands trying to get around this corner. Then the first little climb, another big bottleneck. People who couldn't climb were in front of people who could, and as we're trying to go around them, they're falling, they're dabbing, they're doing whatever, and they're knocking us off. And then another single track, same situation. We got... It just bottlenecked. I mean, it was a conga line. And it was nowhere to go. I mean, first lap. So that really set the pace. That was really kind of shocking for me that's never happened before. So just the amount of people, I think that video is 2 minutes long and it's just a constant flow of bicycles. So like I said, it's definitely growing. It's more popular. I'm really happy for SoCal Endurance. They're putting on, you know, great events. But now it's time to, you know, they were talking about, you know, in registration we were talking about classes and people were wanting more classes, and they were like, well, we don't want to do that. But I think at the same time, when I raced in the 40 plus class, and the guy who won 40 plus did the same amount of laps as Tinker did, only a few minutes off Tinker's pace. So we've got a guy who could win open potentially overall, and he's racing in the 40 plus class. And, you know, the next guy's down or a lap down from him. So, you know, there's definitely two calibers of racer here. And I'm never going to get to that caliber. I don't have the time to train, and that's not in me anymore. But I like to go out and still be competitive with like-minded individuals. So I don't know what we do, but like I said, I think I ended up 30th out of 60-something riders. 50%, I'll take 50%, considering my start and whatever. But the caliber of rider is tough now. I mean, there's the teams especially are getting ridiculously fast. And having done a team event, I know the formula, and it is. It's a fast, fast race. So hats off to everybody who did really well out there. If you got a podium, you earned it. You definitely earned it this weekend. My hats off to the single speed guys. Wow. You guys rocking that course a couple of times where I thought you guys should have been walking. You guys were riding. And I was just like, geez, man, you guys are just animals. So especially this weekend, I think it was 1,300 feet per lap, which doesn't seem like a lot. But if you saw the grade, then you would go, oh, yeah, that's a lot. It's just steep, punchy climbs is what they were. So and they're just back to back. That's what kind of killed you, is you had no recovery. And then the headwind. So the wind, like I said, played a factor in there. But the strong survived. The strong did well. And congrats to everybody out there. So Tinker Warriors won the 6 hour, I believe. And then the 12 hour, a couple of different people won their different classes. So I'll have a little more on that. I believe all his results are up on SoCalEndurance.com, so you can take a look there if you want to see where you ended up. The other nice thing he does, too, is he has some live results as you're going, so that was kind of cool. But while I was there in Temecula, I ran into my old friend Joe from O2's Helmet Speakers. And the last time I was talking about the helmet speakers was because we have the new law here in California, which requires you not to use earbuds anymore. So I said, perfect timing. Let's catch up and make sure they're still making the speakers because, you know, sometimes things just happen and they go away. But nope, sure enough, still innovating and still doing his thing. So caught up with him, and the first thing he says is, look, Robert, look what I got. Check it out. And sure enough, there it is. We talked about Bluetooth adapters. And one of the biggest issues with Bluetooth adapters is time. They don't last. They last maybe 2 or 3 hours, and then they die. And Joe knew that. And Joe's been really, really trying to find that magical compact size Bluetooth adapter with control features, not just an adapter and then, you know, it has nothing. This thing is amazing. It's a small little adapter. It's on the Facebook page right now. If you log on to the Bike Sport Radio Facebook page, you'll see a picture that I put up, and you'll see what it looks like. And I mean, it's one of the best pictures up there. And not to mention, since it's a new product, it's just out, and we want to get everybody using these things so that, number one, we don't have any issues with the law, we don't have any compliance stuff, because, you know, it's hit and miss. You know, you've got that one, most of them be pretty cool about it, but, you know, why risk it? You know, just right now everybody's looking for money, so you might as well just do it right. But, you know, these speakers actually work really well, so I don't see any reason why you wouldn't want to do it. But anyways, if you go online, just you go on the Facebook page, you can check it out. They got a little special going on too. So if you use out this code, you can go on and order it. All the information's right there. But basically, you can get yourself the $25 off the $75 list price when you buy, I'm going to make sure I get this right here, when you buy the set, if I'm correct. So if you get the speakers with the adapter, it's you get $25 off. So you just use the code T12. So once again, T12. And this is through February. So you got, hey, Joe, we're going to have to change it because this is a leap year. So we got 29 days. So we're going to have to extend it a day. But anyways, till the end of the month. And yeah, check it out. So I'll put on a picture, too, of mine, how I mounted it. I'm using a Kelly Maraca helmet. And, I'll have a picture on tonight, maybe by the end of the show, of how I mounted it. It mounts in so nice, tucked in, protected, easy to control. And here's the kicker. I started that thing a half hour before my race on Saturday, and I got through the entire race plus a few extra minutes, and the thing was still playing music. T12, did I say, what did I say? T something else? Okay. Checkout code T12. My bad if I screwed that up. T12. Anyways, it's on our Facebook page, so you can take a look on there. Look, man, I can't read my computer. Anyways. All right. So yeah, definitely take a look. But I'll have that up. And one of the things, like I said, the thing was still playing. I haven't charged it yet. It's still going. Hold on a second. Here we go again. I think that was fire this time. And it's busy in LA, man, I'm telling you. So, yeah, but it tucked in real nice in the back of the Cali helmets. I noticed on all the Cali helmets, there's a little mounting space that's perfect for any type of little Bluetooth adapter and things like that. And this thing fits in here nicely, like perfect. Like, almost like it was made for it. So, so far, like I said, I like that it has a volume control on it. You can raise the volume up, lower it from the helmet instead of digging into your phone to do it. And you can also got a pause. You can got play, pause, you know, play, pause, skip, reverse. So linked up with the phone pretty good, real quick. I did it right before my race. And, you know, sometimes you got to go in and do the search and the settings and all that crap and the code and whatever. Boom, this thing was automatic, hooked up, and I was playing music. And I was just like, right on, let's go, and let's see how long I have music till. I went 5 hours, 55 minutes, and a couple seconds, and still playing music. So, and that's minus the, you know, plus the 30 minutes beforehand. So far, so good. Over 6 hours of playtime. You know, maybe I got lucky on the first charge. It's brand new battery. I don't know, but I think you can safely say you're going to get at least 5 hours plus out of this thing. So, time will tell. I'm going to put it through its paces, how many charge cycles we get. Joe knows. I will test it. But anyways, it's really cool. It's oh yeah, that's right. And this, I haven't found all the features yet. I'm still experimenting with it. So, but one other thing I also heard with this is you can answer your phone through it. So, something else to consider. A lot of Bluetooth adapters, you can't do that. So, if you decide to answer your phone, you have that option as well. All right. So, what else is going on? Well, that's the big thing right there. That's our big special to all our Bike Sport Radio listeners. So, let's go out there and let's get ourselves legal here down in LA. And once again, the speakers did awesome this weekend. I had music, like I said, for 6 hours, just enough. Oh, and I have to also say, remember last time I talked about adding some little straws and the little extenders in there? Well, turns out now you can, Joe decided they had made some little speaker extenders out of a softer material. And you can trim them down to size so you can really direct the sound closer into your ears. So you're actually going to direct them into your ears without being into your ears, if you get what I mean. So those are coming out this week, and once those are out, I'll put up some pictures of those as well. Like I said, check it out. Go to www.o-tus.com for more information on the helmet speakers. And like I said, LA, for the most part, you know, the cops are kind of lenient. They might get you if you do something else. But there's some cities here that are really strict. Burbank, Glendale, and they're going to come up in another topic soon. And Santa Monica, I believe, is even cracking down pretty hard on it. So I've got some friends in law enforcement over there, and I will talk to them. But I remember them cracking down on it as well, pretty big. So, you know, seems like a silly thing, but reality, it's a safety issue. It's definitely a safety issue. So you want to, you know, I want to be able to hear, you know. I want to be able to hear the cars and hear what's going on and things like that. So, you know, it's just the way to go. So, Anyways. All right. And, oh, one more thing, though. Like I said, if you want to run some cat ears, whoops, there goes everything falling off my desk. If you want to run some cat ears and stuff, too, on them, it really helps amplify the sound, blocks the wind, so you get rid of that wind noise. But, you know, one thing I noticed, though, is generally running these speakers, you don't get as much wind noise. So, you know, with earbuds transmit all that noise into your ear. So it seems louder, and you have to raise the volume up. You don't get the wind noise as much with these. So it's still, on the mountain bikes, not so much of an issue. But in the on the road at, you know, speeds in excess of, you know, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 24, you get a little more wind noise. It could deflect some of the noise out of the speaker. That's why we have the director, and that's also why we can use some cat ears on there as well. So take a look at that. All right. Some people have been following me on Facebook and some of my Instagram pictures, and I actually stumbled across these items a while back. They are called the Air Relax. And they were... when the minute I saw them, I was just like, oh my God, I gotta get these things. And at the time, I was kind of, you know, as a teacher, you guys know I'm a school teacher for a full-time job. That's my. But, you know, teachers don't all get paid all year long. So, you know, we budget, and we live off a really tight budget. Happened to be at the LA County Fair, of all places. And I ran across this booth. And it must have been just fate, because that day... I had done like a 50-mile hilly ride, and my legs were kind of burnt. And there I am walking the LA County Fair with the kids and the wife, and we're just cruising along, and just like la 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 la. About 9:30 at night, my legs were like, "You're done, dude. You're done." And I walked around the corner, and I was like, "Okay, last haul, and then we're gonna get going home, right?" And all of a sudden, I see this couple's just standing there. You know, this small little booth, not much going on there, and I thought, whoa, what's that? They got a little anti-gravity chair, and then they got this little machine with these big giant sleeves. And I go, what are those? And he says, well, these are compression air sleeves. And I go, oh, really? So I said, I've heard about these. I've seen them, and they started giving me the rundown on all the medical benefits. And I thought, I like it, but I said, you know what? There's another thing you can use these for. So I start talking to them about it. Because a lot of pro athletes on tour and whatnot use a lot of different compression devices. Compression's good for recovering and getting, you know, the juices flowing in the leg, breaking stuff down and helping you recover. Because remember, recovery is key, especially on multi-day tours. But, God, to the average cyclist or even average person, athlete, you know, you're not going to drop a few thousand dollars on those, you know, air sleeve systems. You know, they got lots of fancy doodads, of course, you know, hot, cold, whatever. It's kind of like, whoa, that's just a lot of money, you know, a lot of benefits, but a lot of money. So what if we can get something at a much more economical price that does the same thing? It's medically approved, FDA approved for medical use, but also reap the benefits as an endurance athlete. And I'm less like getting the same thing and still being able to afford it and not have to take out a loan, right? So I started talking to these people, and I thought, you know, let me try these, you know, because I've been wanting to try and see how they work. So, of course, you know, I've got just burnt legs. I've been on them all day. They were just, my shoes were tight. It was ridiculous, right? Boom, jumped in those sleeves for a few minutes, and about 15 minutes, I think I ran through one cycle and took them off and was like, wow, I really felt a difference. I felt like life had been put back into my legs. So I thought, I got to get a set of these. So, but at the time, I'm just like, look, I'm on bare minimum funds. I don't have this much money to dish out right now. Let me take your information and I'll contact you guys in a couple months. So all that's come and gone now. So a couple months later, you know, I finally realized, you know, I should call these people. you know, things get busy, we get going, race cross season every week, and, you know, every weekend we were going. And I was in shock. I called them up and they remembered me. And we started talking back and forth a little bit. And I said, you know, I'd really like to get a set of these sleeves. I want to try them out. And I want to, like, I really believe in them. I really like them. And I think, you know, after meeting with the people who run this, I was in shock that they are all about getting people well. They're about getting them healthy. And they're not out to make a fortune, which is really cool. I'm like, oh, yay, people who are not willing to, like, stab you alive. They've got a device that's approved for medical use, and it's a quality item. Now, mind you, it doesn't have all the bells and whistles of some of the more expensive units, but it does the job. It has three different massage modes. It has three different massage modes, and sorry about that, guys. And what it does, and it also has adjustability built into it, so you can, you know, fit it to your body, to your style. Now, some other things that this thing has, it basically is two giant air sleeves connected with hoses. You plug it in, has a remote control, so you can just lounge up in your seat, hit the remote, and you can select your power modes. It's got four power settings. So from a light compression to a super hard compression, it's got three modes where it fills each chamber up in a different way. So it's basically got 1, 2, 3, 4 chambers, and each chamber will fill up starting at your feet or starting at your thighs or wherever, however you want to set it up. And so you just sit there. It's a 15-minute cycle, and you just let it do its thing. Now, everyone's all like, oh, yeah, sure, that works, ha-ha, yeah, whatever. There's a lot of science behind it. I don't want to get super technical with it. If you want to read about it, I'll definitely post up all the readings and the research. It's there. It's nothing new. We all know it works. But the matter is, how do we get it into our pockets without killing ourselves, right? So here's the go. This item is basically, hold on, let me make sure I get it. So, well, let me tell you my experience with it. So what I did was, you know, I, of course, did the 6 hours to Temecula this weekend. I raced it solo. I always do solo events. And, you know, I worked it. And, I mean, I was toast afterwards. My legs were feeling not that great. And, you know, it was just, here we go. So what we were doing is I went out and I was just like, okay, here's the deal. All the way home, it's about 2.5 hour drive home with traffic, lots of accidents on the way home. I was just thinking about sticking my legs in those sleeves the entire time, going, I can get there. So here's the deal right now. So anyways, I got home and I went, they recommend only one cycle, 15 minutes each, but I pushed it a little, and I think you can based on your fitness level. I actually went 2.5 cycles, actually, because I really felt I was going to need it. And basically, I got up off the treatment and felt better, got up in the morning and felt like I didn't even ride the day before. The only reason I know I rode the day before was because I jammed my knee into the top tube, so I had a little bruise on knee. But other than that, I felt great. I felt like, let me get on the bike again. And I've never felt like that the day after a 6 hour. So, do they work? The seat of my pantsometer, my legometer says yes. I really felt the benefit of having it. Now, the other thing is, all week during training, I started using them. I got them about midweek, and so I started using it right away. And even the night before, I didn't ride, but I'd been standing all day at work, so I threw the sleeves on. Woke up in the morning, got out there to ride, and like I felt fine. My legs didn't feel tired. I didn't feel any tightness or stiffness. I just felt like they were loose and ready to go. So here's what I'm suggesting to everybody, okay? The name of the unit is called the Air Relax. It's made by Unix, U-N-I-X. And they're, like I said, they started out as a medical item for people who have edema, swelling of the legs, and things like that. And that's what they were trying to you know, target. And basically, I said, look, you know, you guys are missing out. You got a whole other market out here. So we're introducing it to the athlete, and I'm helping them out with that. So here's the deal on this, okay? If you want to come and try it out before you spend money on it, next in the, 2 weeks from now at the LA Marathon Expo down here in Los Angeles, we're going to have a few units set up for people to come and try and you know, stick your legs in there and sit in the chair and recline back and control it and play with it. We want you to experience these things. I believe really strong in this. I like what they're doing, and I'm going to do my best to get the word out on this product. I think a lot of people are going to benefit from this. And here's the kicker on this thing. Under $400 gets you a medical grade air compression system. Okay? FDA approved. We're trying to figure out how to work it with insurances, because I know some insurances will even pay for this. So, you know, something to look into. But anyways, so here's the deal right now. You can buy this unit direct through 10Gree HC, which is 10Gree Healthcare. That's the name of their parent company. You can go online. It's www.tengrihc.com and buy it direct from their website. Now, if you do that, okay, you can get a small discount to help out. You just use this code RS0201, capital letters, okay, and that'll give you a price break on the $398.95, which is the retail on it. And we'll see if we can, you know, help you out a little more. But for right now, that's what we're going to be our starting. That's what they've offered us. So this is for our Bike Sport Radio listeners and audience out there. So if you're interested in doing that, but if you want to come and try it first, which by all means, I always recommend you come and try it first. We'll be at the LA Expo. I will be there. I will be there helping them out and introducing the product out there. So you want to take a look at this thing. You can also look at it on Amazon.com. They're selling direct through Amazon.com right now. They're selling it through their website, 10GreeHC.com. And there's also a fee on eBay. They're also selling through eBay right now. So those are your three methods to do it. If you want the discount, I believe you need to go through 10Gree, T-E-N-G-R-I-H-C. That'll give you your 5% discount. I'm going to see if I can work it up to 10. Let's see what I can do. And then take a look at it if you want to do that. Now, most of you, if you're familiar with it, you know what this is going to do. Read about it. But like I said, if you want to come and try it, come to the LA Expo, the LA Marathon Expo. We're going to be set up there. Once I have an idea of where our booth is, what number it's going to be, I will post it up for you guys. Take a look at it. Do they work? Yes. Are they as fancy and sophisticated and have all these multi-dial things? No. It's a very basic, simple machine that does its job. It does what it's supposed to do. How you respond to it, that's your personal preference. Some people believe in compression. Some people don't. I think of this as this. This is your daily massage. This is having this machine with the different cycles will work different parts of your legs and massage it. Break down the acids, break down and flush those legs. If you were to go get a massage every day after your ride, how much are you going to spend in a month? You're going to have bought this machine three times probably. So, you know, depending on how you want to look at this, this thing's like a massage in a box. Okay, I like the compression. I love compression on my legs. Since I've started using the machine, my legs have started to feel so much better, because I've kind of felt like I was in a flat cycle here where my legs just didn't have life in them. And now I'm like, oh, look at this. So I really feel good. Now, like I said, this is a short-term review. I've got to put a little more time on it. I'm testing a lot of the different aspects of it, durability and flexibility and things like that. So we're going to give you a test. I'm trying it in different ways and trying to see what's most beneficial. So as I progress through this item, we're going to give you more feedback and things like that, so you know what we're dealing with. So, but definitely take a look at it. I'm happy I found it. So we'll have this pictures up on, let's say, I'm not sure which picture I'm going to put up yet. I think I'm going to put up a couple of different ones, but we'll put up one of me lounging in the chair with my feet all, you know, whatever. So, but anyways, take a look at that. And like I said, a couple of different prices on it. Now, if you do it through Amazon, it's free shipping. If you do it through the other sites, 10 Green eBay, it's lower on the retail price, but you got to pay for shipping. So it all averages itself back out. So it's still under $400. If you're looking to carry something in a store, contact me via Facebook or via email, raceandteach@gmail.com, RACINTEACH, and we can set something up for that aspect as well. Okay, we're going to switch gears now. A couple of things have happened recently here in L.A., actually, I'm even going to step into something else that happened today, or actually yesterday. We lost one of our most animated, I don't even know how to describe it. Lost one of our more animated, mountain bike racers or downhill gravity riders. And he was out in New Zealand. I want to make sure I say his name right, though. Because me and pronunciation lately have not been that great. Oh, did I mention the rock cobbler this weekend? Anyways, Kelly McGarry, that's right. I don't want to slaughter it. He was in Iceland, I guess, riding some backcountry trails there. And the stories on everything going on are kind of mysterious right now. So I don't want to totally get into what happened, because nobody really knows yet, so we're going to wait till everything comes out. But basically, you know, lost a very talented writer and just a fun character to be around. Anybody who knew him personally just had nothing but positive things to say. Very spirited, but he was out riding his bike and supposedly just collapsed, so we don't know what's going on, but it's a lot of different things out there. But anyway, great guy, and prayers to his family. He definitely 33 years old, way too young to go. So in other things going on in our world championships yesterday were a fiasco. It appears that somebody finally got caught with a motor. We talked about motors a while back. And looks like on a U23 rider got caught with a motor in her bike. Now they're saying it wasn't her bike, but somebody in her entourage had the bike with the motor in it. But why was it in her pit? And I don't know. I wasn't there, so I can't tell you exactly what happened, but sources did say they're finding a technical fault or whatever UCI did. Basically, they said they found some cheating. A lot of harsh words coming out from people. A couple of people are sitting there saying, you know, banned for life. And, you know, here's, I don't like cheaters. We've all raced with them. We've all seen them. Sometimes we've wanted to do it. And I guess, you know, hey, look, I can cut that line right there and save myself, you know, 5 seconds. But you just, like I say, you just cheat yourself. You know, if I'm kind of a loss here. I like the technology of the fact that you have a motor to assist in pedaling. So let's say you're a commuter and you're commuting 30 miles each day or 20 miles each day, you know, and you want to do it. Okay, fine, use it. You know, that's got to help you. You know, it gets tiring after a while. During an event, it just... That's kind of scary. It's just putting the wrong message out there. So it's definitely opened a lot of people's eyes. But as we know, what's going to happen is they're just going to find a better way to hide them. UCI is trying. They figured out a way to find them, and I guess that's what they did. So somehow they were able to sense something. They are not letting us know exactly what their technology is, but I'm sure it'll leak. So I look forward to hearing what's going to happen with that, but I can guarantee there's going to probably be a lot of bikes being pulled and stripped and checked. So if you're thinking you're going to try to run a motor in your bike, think again. I think it's just, a crappy move on that person. I'm hoping that, you know, such a young rider, U23 rider, I mean, you're really sending the wrong message to our youngsters if that's what they need to do to win, you know? Or I guess someone said that that rider's brother was also, like, banned for EPO use or something like that. So, I kind of almost think that, what do they call that, football dad, football mom out there? So, I don't know. We'll see. Win at all costs, so... You know, we know cyclocross in Belgium is pretty big. It's a Belgium athlete. And there may have been a lot of money running on this. So, you know, it's really, I don't know, I'm kind of caught in that dilemma. You know, I'm more like, yeah, ban them for life. But then I realized this is a U23 rider. And they probably just ride the bike and not necessarily know what's going on. So, but then again, they have to know to push the button. Kind of caught in this one. If I have an older guy, an older pro who's out there and, you know, making, you know, his money and he's using this to cheat, yeah, ban him. Fry him. Never let him touch the bike again. But yeah, I'm kind of torn with this U23 situation, you know. They're young. They're just coming up. Let's see what happens as this unveils, because this is really fresh and it's just going to come up more and more. So, what else? This is an interesting thing. Locally, too, we lost actually another local Torrance mountain bike rider who was riding up on Brown Mountain solo on Friday night. And apparently he was found, passed away as well. So prayers to this family. You can find it all on social media. I'm not going to drag them up. But, you know, I've said it before. When you're out riding solo, I know everybody's all about leaving, you know, technology at home and getting away from it all. But you know what? I run a spot tracker when I'm going to be out of cell signal. And I run the iStock crash sensor on my helmet. And I run the Road ID tracking ID app. Road ID tracking app on my phone. I don't leave the car without the phone. And, you know, everyone's like, oh, you got all this technology, you got all this stuff. But you know what? Guess what? You know, it's dangerous. We're good riders, but we'll have those moments where we just don't know what's, you know, things out of our control. So, you know, had he had a spot tracker, had he had an iStock crash sensor, or the Road ID going off, instead of finding them, you know, Saturday night or whenever they found them Saturday morning, they probably would have found them Friday later that evening, you know. It got cold. We don't know what happened. But, you know, could have been avoided, I think. So, you know, everybody be safe out there. Ride. Be careful. One more thing I need to bring up. And this is also local to LA, so just be careful. City of Glendale has never been known to be very bike-friendly. Well, okay, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. We're a very bike-friendly city. We are into pedestrians and bicyclists and blah, 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 blah. Okay? This is the thing they say. However, Glendale has probably one of the worst driving... some of the most reckless drivers around are found in Glendale. Most bicycle accidents happen in Glendale. Many happen there. I can't pull the stats out, but it's just constantly reported that it's one of the worst cities. And the other day, two riders, it was on the news actually, you know, got into an altercation with a car. And the video that was released only shows a certain portion of it. So a lot of people start passing judgment on the driver or the car and whatnot. But here's my whole thing is, you need to show the entire video before everybody makes judgment. And in this case, we only got a small snippet of the video, and it wasn't a complete video. So we don't really know what happened. The driver came forward and talked about what, you know, he thought was going on. The cyclists had their point of view. I saw some things on it, and I was just kind of like, we're missing the story here, so I can't even figure out what's going on. But knowing the frustration between cars and bikes, I could see how something could have occurred. But like I said, I wasn't there, so I don't know. Here's the thing that really kind of scared us. Glendale was doing a crackdown on cycling, especially rolling stops and things like that. And you can tell that the law enforcement there tend to be really anti-bike, because there's another couple of things that have surfaced where police cars have actually come up and buzzed bikes. I mean, have literally come up and passed them within a foot, maybe less. And if that's what law enforcement is thinking about, and they're supposed to be following, you know, giving us our 3 feet, and yet they're coming by and coming up on cyclists really quick and really giving them a hard time. I don't know how bike-friendly Glendale really is, even though they advertise them as pedestrian and bike-friendly. So, word of caution, if you're in the area, in the Glendale area, try not, just really keep your eyes open. Be aggressive, but don't be reckless. They will get you. They're out to enforce. They're out to get you. They had a big enforcement issue out there, so they were looking at a lot of things. And I don't blame them. I know some cyclists are, you know, giving us a really bad name. The responsible cyclist takes the rap. So let's just all work together. Hey, you see someone doing something dumb, you know, try to give them a heads up. You know, be nice about it. Be courteous about it. If they just flip you off and say whatever, well, at least you try, right? Don't get angry. Don't do anything dumb. Be careful. Let's watch ourselves. Let's set our example out there. Let's, you know, I know the stop signs, the stopping, you know, stop signs and lights, and people are just running them. And it's just, come on, slow down, look. And we're all drivers too. So pretend you're driving. Okay. Anyways, we're at 4:40. It's going to be time. Let's see how we're going to end the show today. Do I like that one? Yeah, let's go with that. Alrighty. Well, anyways, you guys, have a great one out there. We'll see. Anybody want to know more about anything they heard on the show today, just send me a message. And we'll get you more information on things. Hopefully I did well. I had fun, as usual, talking to the... I don't know how many people are listening today, but we'll figure it out. Anyways, you guys be safe out there. It's windy. It's some nice weather, though, so go out there and get some nice riding in. Give the trails a day to dry, and be careful out on the road. Take care, everybody.